I have a little show and tell as well. Let's see if this will sit here. Before we get there, first of all, I want to acknowledge the stole of the deacon is the sash that moves across the stole of the elder. Both signs of a servanthood. I want to affirm, first of all, as the new district superintendent for the Denver Metro District, how excited I've been to this. I've been in ministry in Denver for 30 years. I've been to this church several times throughout that ministry. But I particularly am excited to be here today to affirm your commitment, your life that you have demonstrated here within and into the community, and to affirm for you, and I'm going to call him, it's not his official title, but senior pastor. Often use that for kind of a multi-staff church, and really this is that, right? Multi-levels of people engaged in ministry, and your senior pastor, Brad, is one of the best that we've had. I don't have to tell you that. You know that. In fact, when Jeff gathers with colleagues, he doesn't say that he is the minister of Highlands United Methodist Church. Do you know what he says? I am the minister of the people of Highlands, a parish ministry, a ministry grounded in this community. And that's so true, right? I'm going to tell the story of the scriptures rather than read them. There are two scriptures that often aren't put together. In fact, I've never heard a sermon put these two scriptures together. The first is one of our creation stories. There are two creation stories in the book of Genesis. And this is understood as the second creation story. It is understood as being the oldest, if you will. The one that would obviously come out of kind of storytelling around campfire. A people of the earth telling how they understood their presence in this world. It is a story that easily could emerge out of indigenous people passing on to the next generation. Why we are sacred. It is a story in its simplicity of God gathering the dirt, the mud, and breathing into it and bringing forth life. I've often said that the story of the Garden of Eden needs to be retold. It is a story of creation, not judgment. It is a story of life, not death. The second story is that comes out of our Christian Gospels. It's one we often hear in Advent season, the Christmas season, of the angel Gabriel coming to Mary saying, "Blessed are you." We perhaps need to retell that story. In many ways, we've so sanitized it. But it is a story of an unmarried couple living outside the norms of society and given no room to have their child. It is a story of a young mother that, if it became public, would be stoned to death. And God has chosen to come into the world this way. What I would suggest is that these two stories are a story of incarnation. And Mary's response by hearing that somehow God is being born into her is the same response as our closing hymn. Here am I. Here am I. At a point in his life, Jeff said, here am I. At a point in her life, Elizabeth said, here am I. At a point in your life as a congregation, you say, here am I. Indeed, the culmination of our Christian message to the world is not Christmas, is not Easter, but is Pentecost. The Holy Spirit of God that is residing in each of us. So that somewhere within each of us is that sacred spark. And our task is to say, here am I. This is on my desk. Two girls, I don't know, some of you would know better than I their age. I'm guessing 8, 9. This actually is a reproduction of a greeting card, so you may have seen it. They're holding hands. Their outer clothes have been removed. Probably my image is the mother is off to the side to keep them from getting dirty. Because the girls see this puddle of mud and they want to play in it. Children do that, you know. And they're holding hands. Their backs are to us, but you know that they are laughing and they're smiling. And it is a muddy business. This also is on my desk. It's an icon of a saint. Doesn't matter which saint. Happens to be a Russian, a saint in the Russian church. This typically is our image of church. That we are called to be a perfect people. We are called to be a perfect church. We are called to follow a perfect theology. And there is a standard by which we live, the plumb line. All of these are standard by which we are called to live. All of these are sacred symbols we take seriously. We take our stole seriously. We take our ministry seriously. But that seriousness is not to be perfect. And for 2,000 years, one of the great sins of the Christian church is that it has called us to be perfect and judged us when we weren't perfect. And guess what? We fell short all the time. For too long, the Christian church was about correct belief and about judgment. And I say no more. For you see, the incarnation, God breathing into the mud, God coming into us as the Holy Spirit, is a way of saying, God is with us, and God is within us, not in our perfection, but in God's love. And so we don't escape the mud. There will be moments in our lives where we come into worship and other moments of our lives where we experience transcendent moments. But the vast majority of our life is a mucky business. And that could be a statement of judgment. But for the fact that God has chosen to join us in the mud. God has chosen to join us as we are in ministry to the world. So what does that mean? You know, to be part of a Christian church is not the same thing as being a disciple. To be a disciple is to take another step into our process. The clergy have heard me say in a variety of ways, discipleship is not a call to go out and convert others so that they can join our churches. Discipleship is God's calling for us to create authentic community and then to go out into the world and help others experience their relationship with God. One of the beauties of Brad's ministry to this neighborhood is not, even though he's always inviting people to be part of this congregation, is not to say that they only have worthiness if they are part of this congregation, but to say they have worthiness, period. There is a sociologist out of the University of Houston, I love her, Brené Brown, Dr. Brené Brown. Go on your Google and do the TED Talks, T-E-D, Talks. And Google Brené Brown and listen to what she has to say. In her very secular way, she has given us the theology for the 21st century. She has given us a theology that the world is hungry for. She talks about wholehearted people. And in all of her studies, over a 10-year period of time, in all of her writings, she's come down to this, that wholehearted people are the people able to live with deep meaning in their life, with joy, in community. They are the people around whom you want to be, right? You just find being in their presence gives you life. Being in their presence, they're able to reach out to you in your times of anguish, even as they're authentic about their own anguish. Wholehearted people. She did a major part of her study trying to figure out what made people wholehearted. Because she found two groups of people, those that struggled with self-doubt and worthlessness, and those that were wholehearted. And you want to know what she found in all of her studies? Wholehearted people believe that they are worthy. Wholehearted people believe that they are worthy. Do you want to know what our Christian gospel says at its core? Baptism. By God's grace, we baptize our children. The children in this church remind you in all of the ways that they don't even have a clue of God's grace. We are called to be voices of God's grace. What does this mean? It means that Elizabeth and Jeff serve the world. It means that Brad serves this congregation in the world. It means that this congregation creates an authentic community and serves the world. We are called to serve the world, not for our self-aggrandizement, not to puff ourselves up, but to be in ministry to this community. It's already happening, but in 3 years, 5 years, we know we have done our ministry when the people of the neighborhood of Highlands points to this building and says, this is the anchor of health and wholeness for our lives. Whether they're here or not, well done. good and faithful servants of Jesus Christ. And there is more to do.